Outbridge Gerry was actually a Revolutionary War patriot who ended up as governor of Massachusetts, but he's gone down in infamy because of a political cartoon. He approved some truly contorted districts that looked like a salamander, so the term gerrymander was born from what he did, and that's what we remember him for, is that terrible map they drew.
And so I'm historically accurate. While it's pronounced gerrymander, he pronounced it Gerry, right?
Yeah, so there's some debate it should be gerrymander. We're never totally sure which way it should go, but gerrymander's come into vogue.
And it's had a legacy here in Maryland, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. Maryland is consistently the worst state in the nation for how contorted and distorted our maps are. Gerry had his salamander. We have, according to the courts, a dead pterodactyl with a broken wing laying on its side.
Which district are they referring to? I think I can guess.
That's our third district. And it stretches from Owings Mills to Fells Point to Wheaton with Columbia in between and down into Annapolis. It's truly amazing how these districts are drawn.
You actually have to get into a boat to drive through the district down the Magathy River, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you do, and we're planning a run around that district in September, and so tracking down boats was an unexpected problem for this relay race we're planning.
Now, what needs to be done, and what are the odds that it will ever happen?
A lot of work needs to be done, from wholesale overhaul, like creating an independent commission to take the politics out of the process, to baby steps, like creating standards for how the districts are drawn, creating a more open and transparent process. Well, we know the legislature would have to enact any of these changes, and some of them are scarier than others. These small baby steps should at least be on the to-do list for the next year.
I know the whole purpose of the system is to protect incumbents. Why would the incumbent legislature even take up this issue?
Because there is a push at the federal level to create federal standards for redistricting reform, to really make this a national fix. And if Maryland can lead here, we'll give impetus to that federal effort, and that's a very worthy goal.
I know Common Cause does not endorse candidates, but do you know what the positions of the gubernatorial candidates on this issue are?
The League of Women Voters had it in their questionnaire.
Sure.
And we know that Brown has said he thinks it's a problem, and he referenced that maybe Congress can help fix it. But we hope that since he is acknowledging it's a problem, there'll be some desire to fix it himself. And we know that Hogan is supportive of reform.
All right, very good. Jennifer Bevendangle, thank you.